The seventh word. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last.
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Again, as in the first word, Jesus calls God Father. How blessed we are because of what Christ has done for us, that we can and should call God Father too. Notice the subtle point here, that as Jesus had predicted in John's gospel, that no one actually takes his life from him, but that he lays it down willingly. This is not suicide. This is a heroic warrior, mortally wounded in battle, letting himself go to return to his Father. This is not Jesus giving himself the coup de grace in surrender to his enemies. This is surrendering himself into the care of his loving Father. We see then that Jesus was actually in control right to the very end. He chooses the moment of his death and gives his life over to God. Judas handed Jesus over to the authorities the night before as an act of betrayal. Jesus puts himself in his Father's hands as an act of love and trust. Let us also commend our lives and our spirits into God's hands. He loves us, and he invites us to cast all of our cares and anxieties on him. When this life on earth is through for us, we can trust him to raise us up, even as Christ was raised from the dead. Through the solemnity of this service today, God is preparing us for Easter Sunday, our joyous celebration of the resurrection of our Lord. Amen.